obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.
You are about to be so blessed by the words coming to you from the man of God, Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu.
Hallelujah. The local church emphasis. And I'm going to be teaching on four major topics. So we'll be talking about God's plan for the local church today. And then we'll be talking about following God's plan for the local church. And then number three, we'll be talking about never give up on God's people. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's going to be a very powerful thing I'll talk about. And then lastly, we'll talk about how to attend church services and meetings. Hallelujah. So that's what I'll be teaching. What I'm going to be teaching about today is God's plan for the local church. Hallelujah. And on this matter, I have a lot of things to say. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles to Micah chapter number 4. So start reading from verse 1. 1, 2, go. The growth of every nation first of all functions from the family system. Hallelujah. So a nation that does not prioritize the well-being of families, you are rest assured that you are going to have a cultureless nation, a people who have no sense of direction and who have no sense of tradition. Hallelujah. So, as we have been gathered here, we are all from different families. Hallelujah. And the various culture and traits that were instilled in us, we exhibit them. So, one of the devil's tactics has always been to attack the sense of family. Hallelujah. The sense of family. And once you understand this, when you become a father or you become a mother, you will know that family, you see, there's a reason why many pastors have their families destroyed. You will see maybe a pastor's son, a pastor's daughter, a pastor's somebody misbehaving. The problem is that we tend to attend to everybody and then we think that, oh, God will attend to our family. It doesn't work like that. Hallelujah. Those of you who will get married, you'll be married and you are to make a new family. Hallelujah. Family grew out of family and family grew out of family and we are all here. Now some of us are saying we are Evers. Some of us are saying that we are Ashantis. Some of us are saying we are Kwewus and all of that. But then we all came from one place. Hallelujah. In the same way, we are going to disperse from one place. Praise the name of the Lord. Once the core, which is family, is not well valued, what happens is that we can be assured that society will not be well. Hallelujah. Think about people I've dealt with a lot of young people, hallelujah, people who smoke, people who, all kinds of people. And mostly when you talk to them, one of the dysfunctional things that happened to them was family. Hallelujah. As I stand and I bless God for my family, some of you also will bless God for your family. Some will not even want to talk about it. Praise the name of the Lord. The reason is this. Many of such people were not raised with a sense of family. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, it will not be the fault of that person to grow up not having a sense of family. Praise the name of the Lord. Why am I saying this? The local church is God's nuclear family to raise God's people for God's society. Praise the name of the Lord. To raise God's people for God's society. See, it is not enough that you get born again. Because, see, you get born into a family. When you get born again, see, it is like you being born. Your mother gave birth to you, and then you were placed in a family. At least there's somebody you call my mother. Somebody you call my father. Hallelujah. Some of you, you don't know your grandparents. Now, that's not a problem. I can talk about my mother. I'll talk about my father. Of course, I didn't grow up with my father's family. I don't even know anybody from there. All right? So, I grew up with my mother. I know my mother's mother. I know my mother's father. I know my mother's name. I know my great-grandmother's mother's name. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, God, you get born and then you are placed in a family. Your family begins to train you. Then a time comes that God decides to adopt you into his family. And his family is the church. Hallelujah. Then you get born again. Somebody comes to you and preaches the word of God to you. And then you get born again. And then you are placed in God's family. Now the family of God is so big. That is what we call the universal church. Hallelujah. Or the church universal. Now everybody who puts his faith in Jesus, everybody who believes in Jesus, becomes part of God's church. Hallelujah. And it is called the universal church. It includes all people who have placed their faith in Jesus, irrespective of the churches they attend. Hallelujah. So people from Christ Embassy are our brothers and our sisters. People from the Church of Pentecost, they are our brothers and our sisters. People from Methodist, they are our brothers and our sisters. People from Assemblies of God, they are our brothers and our sisters. Hallelujah. See, In our world today, you have a lot of, you know, I don't know why a lot of churches do that, but then there is this whole denominationalism taught to the point that if somebody does not attend your church, the person is hellbound. That doctrine is demonic. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, your church may be so solid when it comes to teaching. Hallelujah. And you are well informed in the word of God and in the work of God. Hallelujah. Just like this church. But it does not mean somebody who is in a church different from yours is in the wrong church. Hallelujah. Come on, are we together in this place now? I know you don't like what I'm telling you. You like what I'm telling you? Yeah. So if you see somebody in Pentecost, the person is your brother in Christ. The person is your sister in the Lord. Hallelujah. Except any church that does not believe in Jesus. If somebody is in a Jagraja movement, he's not your sister or your brother because he does not believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. What brings us together, first of all, is our faith in Jesus. The Bible says that by our faith in Jesus, we become children of God. So any church, anything called church, any whatever that calls the name of God, that is not first of all built upon Christ. Now, the person deserves to be won. He's a soul to be won. Hallelujah. Now, one time somebody said, a man of God said, our brothers and sisters, our Muslim brothers and sisters. Now, that is true to some extent in that we are all Ghanaians. We don't have to beat ourselves. Hallelujah. So we are brothers and sisters in the context of country. In context of faith, we are not. Because what makes one a brother and a sister is the faith in Christ Jesus. Man of God, are you trying to tell me that all the people in this world who don't know Jesus, they are going to hell? Now, I didn't write that. It's right there in the Bible. And that when you have that question, what it means you have to do is that you have to preach Jesus. The reason why it's a burden on your heart is that you just can't fathom why people should go to hell. Yes. So what happens if you don't want people to go to hell? What do? Preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Yeah. So anybody who puts his faith in Jesus is a brother, is a sister. Now, regardless the person's character or attitude, I'm talking about the universal church. Hallelujah. Yeah. Regardless the person's attitude, we have children of God who have bad attitude, but yet Paul Mosara, they are our brothers and they are our sisters. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. One time, somebody was talking about a man of God who had committed fornication or whatever you may call it. He was married, so definitely it was adultery. And it's all over the news and all of that. I said, how can this man of God go back and preach again? I said, so what do you want him to do? He should do what? He should stay home. Are you born again? It's our family, it's our house matter, it's our family matter. So just be quiet. Praise the name of the Lord. If it is easy, go and pastor, let's see. Hallelujah. See, it's our family matter. Hallelujah. It's a family matter. So we are one. Anyone that calls on the name of the Lord, when we go to heaven, it's not only gospel with people that will go to heaven. Praise the name of the Lord. We are going to see people we've never seen before and join the Lord with us. Why? Because they place their faith in Christ. Say, I believe in Jesus.
I believe in Jesus.
Yeah, and so the church universal is a family. Hallelujah. It's a family. And as God is doing something with us, God is doing something with other churches, other ministries. Hallelujah. And together we are defeating the kingdom of hell. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the church universal, in the church universal, which is the large family, is like the extended family. Hallelujah. So somebody brought me to Christ. My father, somebody brought my spiritual father to Christ. The one who brought my spiritual father to Christ, somebody brought. So it's like my father, my grandfather, my great grandfather. You call me father. So my father will be what? Your grandfather. So my father's father will be your what? So that is that. But then there is the local church. The local church is like the nuclear family. The particular community of saints that God places you for your growth. Now, the people who say that, I'm born again, I believe in Jesus. I read my Bible and I pray. When I pray, won't God hear? Then the obvious answer is what? God will hear. Yeah, I read my Bible and then I pray. Hallelujah. See, the Bible that you read, you pick 1 Corinthians, you pick Ephesians, you pick Philippians, you pick all these things. They were written to local churches. So if all the assembly then were also in their rooms and nobody ever wrote a letter to them, we would not have gotten anything called the Bible. And imagine what we would be if we see what the traditional people are. That's how it would have been. Yeah, when you don't have a canonized book to control the affairs of the faith, you will be shocked. What would have been worse? Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the name of the Lord. So God places you in a nuclear family called the local church, an assembly of saints. So somebody gets born again and the person is planted in gospel waves. Somebody is born again. The person is planted in what church again? Assemblies of God. Hallelujah. And the purpose for that placement is for you to be educated, to be spiritually educated. So being born again and not being a member of an assembly is working against the will of God. Why? Because you don't get born again for yourself. The moment you get born again, there is a purpose of God on your life in extending God's kingdom. Hallelujah. In saving the lost, in extending God's kingdom. Now, in extending the kingdom of God, you must be taught. Hallelujah. In extending the kingdom of God, you must be taught, you must be trained, you must be raised. You cannot just get up and just be extending the kingdom of God. It doesn't work like that. Because you would be working with no training. You'll be like a doctor that has not been trained. Imagine if our doctors were not trained. You know? So, look at what the Bible says. Let's read again. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord shall be established as the highest mountain. Now, I'm going to explain that, but just give me some few minutes. And it shall be lifted above the hills, and the people shall flow to it. And many nations shall come and say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the Lord of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways. So when you go to the mountain of the Lord, when you go to the house of the Lord, what are you going to, what is going to happen? You are going to be taught the ways of God. The local church, the church of God, is supposed to be a place that the ways of God are taught. That tells you, you will not know God outside the church. Can I say that again? You will not know. Of course, I mean, you can read an article of whoever, somebody can write any article on God. Somebody can write article on why he thinks Jesus didn't come to the earth and all of that. Once you say that you are a Christian, the foundation for your knowledge should be from the word of God, which is taught in the church. Your professor cannot teach you God. The same way I cannot teach you medicine. Praise the name of the Lord. It's like you saying you want to be a medical doctor and you don't go to any medical school and you say you are going to law school. What do you want to be? You say, I want to be a medical doctor. Praise God. So he says that the ways of God are taught on the mountain of God. And look at how Jesus put it. Let's go to Matthew 28. Matthew 28, 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me. In heaven. Next verse. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Next verse. Teaching them. So when you go out, when you go into the world, and you go and you win the souls, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You are going to teach. So the people are supposed to be taught. Hallelujah. And the church, the local church, is your place for being taught. The unfortunate thing is that we've had people, even some leaders, some pastors, who don't know what the church is about. So we come to church and somebody is selling a bottle of oil, somebody is selling water, somebody is selling cooked plantain as blessed plantain chips, you know, anointed powder, anointed sobolo, anointed this, and the church is known as Sobolo Church. Can you imagine? A church that is known as Salt Church. Oh, and Chinesophore. My mother had a prophet be like that. Yeah. I say, oh, yeah, call on Chinesophore on home Bible. How can you be a pastor and be known for salt? Yeah. He was somewhere around that way. So when we're young, my mother would say, oh, yeah, call on Chinesophore on home Bible. No more call. And your ba and Chinesophore would be buffy. The rocky ones. Praise God. It's not supposed to be so. Hallelujah. The church is supposed to be a place where the ways of God are taught. Hallelujah. So the reason why also that regardless the fact that people are placed in different church, and we still have the right to drag some of them out, is that when we see that where you are not being taught these things, then we know that the particular local church that you are in, you need to go to a different local church and be taught. Hallelujah. The thing about the church is that you are supposed to be trained. You are supposed to be educated. Hallelujah. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4:3-9. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. For the perfecting of the saints. Now, put it in NLT. All right, so let's read from 11. 1, 2, go. So hold on. The responsibility of pastors, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and all of that is what? To equip the people of God to do God's work. That means you cannot, in fact, if we see you doing the work of God and we can't tie you to any pastor, any prophet, any teacher, any evangelist, then we know, any apostle, then we can say that your work is not working. In other words, you don't have the lines, you have not gone through training. You see, if all our local churches are teaching like I am teaching, there will be no need for Bible schools. Because the Bible is saying that the church is Bible school. So you cannot be in the church and then be going for another Bible school. The church is supposed to be God's Bible school. Come on, are we together in this place now? So he says that the responsibility of these people is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. Now, so this actually gives us the plan of God for the church. The plan of God for the church is to be a place where people are what? People are equipped. People are trained. The word equipped means trained to be made whole, to be made fitting for a job. Hallelujah. It's like somebody who wants to be a mechanic. And then if you want to be a mechanic, what do? You go through training. You go through apprenticeship. And then you are taught how this is done, how this is done, how that is done. And then you intend build the church of God. You intend build the house of God. So it's supposed to be that cycle. Hallelujah. You come in, you are trained, then you go and do the work of God. See, you will be shocked that you can meet somebody who has been in a church for 18 years. And you ask the person, How do you win a soul? Some people have been in church for 10 years and they don't even know, they've never heard about soul winning. They don't know what is soul winning. See, way back in Islam, somebody came to me, I had preached and I said quiet time. So the person came to me and said, there's something called quiet time. And I said, hey, which church have you been going to? So he mentioned the name of the church. If I mention, you all know, I won't mention it. I said, hey, so you don't know, he has not heard the word before. He was born in church. He had not heard the word quiet time before. So does it mean that we have to read our Bible? It's not like when we come to church. Yeah, it's a very popular church. Yeah, some of you used to, Pastor Michael used to attend that church. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the name of the Lord. He doesn't know. So, how are you going to be trained? See, when our churches are turned into business and business mentorship class, 10 keys to prosperity, 17 keys to wisdom. Then when you start hearing keys, you are in trouble. Hallelujah. Because you're going to get a lot of keys, you wouldn't know what which one is what. Imagine every day you go for 10 keys, 15 keys. If you are going for 10 services alone, imagine moving with about 50 keys. How are you going to know what is what? Hallelujah. The church is supposed to be a place where God's people are trained. It's supposed to be a place where God's people are raised. Hallelujah. So he says the responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. Next verse. This will continue. Say this will continue. He says this will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith. And what is the unity in our faith? The knowledge of God's Son. So when we come to church, we train with the knowledge of God's Son, which is embedded in the scriptures. Hallelujah. Now, so if I meet somebody and the person wants to talk to me, and the person, you know, one time I met somebody was telling me, do you know that Jesus Christ, there was no Jesus. That's all right. So where okay, there was no Jesus. Where can you show me the Bible? I said, no, I'm not talking about the Bible. I said, I'm sorry. That's actually where my faith is based. That's where I'm able to explain myself. So if see some of you worry yourself. Praise the name of the Lord. You're talking to somebody and the person says, I don't believe in the Bible. Can you prove to me without the Bible? Can you prove to me that there is God without the Bible? Can you prove to me that Jesus came to die without the Bible? Yesterday Elijah said, you have asked of a hard thing. You tell the person, you have asked of a very hard thing. You cannot know God outside the Bible. See, the moment you are talking about Christ, it is through the book we get to know Christ. Yes, so if anybody goes to explain a Christ that is not inconsistent with the Bible, you are not talking about the one I believe. So that's your problem. So if you come and tell me that Jesus had three legs, and I look into the Bible and Jesus had two legs, you are not talking about mine. It's like somebody saying that, Samuel is foolish. Or maybe I'm working, somebody says, foolish Samuel. I'm not going to turn because I'm not foolish. He's describing a different Samuel. Hallelujah. Listen, the day I understood that, insult didn't have any better part of me. And I knew how to use people's manipulation and manipulate them with their own manipulation for them to be hurt. Because you see, whatever you call me, I'm not, unless you say righteous Samuel, I'll say hello. Anointed Samuel, say hi. Oh yeah, even my mother, I did something to my mother. Yeah, and that was the last time she ever tried that. Years ago, he mentioned my name and added something to it. I didn't turn. Then he said it again, I didn't turn. Then he said, ah. Hey, you know, I'm a friend. I'm saying, ah. No. When you went to the church and you did naming ceremony, have you forgotten the name you gave me? Praise the name of the Lord. So if somebody is coming to describe Jesus to you in a different way than what is in the Bible, he's not talking about your Christ. My Jesus rose from the dead. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, and that's what the Bible tells me. He walked on water. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. That's my Christ. Hallelujah. So what, I'm not any other Christ you are going to talk about, I don't know. Praise the name of the Lord. And that will make your life simple. Praise God. So you want to learn. Man of God, I found an article on the internet. The article was saying that Mary was actually not a virgin. Can you imagine? Man, can you look through for me? Now you are talking about a different Mary. Because there are many Marys in the world. So maybe another Mary gave birth to another Jesus with another Joseph. But my Mary was a virgin, says the Bible. You see, sometimes as the world is getting modernized. People get to think that they are more wise than God. The Bible is the foundation of all my explanation and all my argument. If you come and say the Bible says this, and then my understanding is different, then we are going to sit down together and then explain scripture with scripture. But if you come and tell me something, do you know that, you know, some people say, you know, the world is millions of years. It's not 6,000 as the Bible has said. See, the thing is this. Maybe you are talking about your different world. But the world that the Bible says God created, that one is 6,000 years. Is forget about your carbon dating. My mind is strong. It is that simple. Hallelujah. Once you walk on that, because you see, let me tell you something. All the people who are looking for other knowledge, they don't get wise. What I mean is that they don't get any better. Because the Bible says that ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. There are people who are always learning. They can explain things to you. You say, wow, wow. But they are not able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They learn everything, but they don't come to the knowledge of the truth. How in the world should your much learning take you away from church? How in the world should your much learning make you lukewarm? You used to be very prayerful. You used to fast. You used to be serious with the things of God. And then now you have learned. And by virtue of your learning, now you see that, no. No, praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says that. Let's go there again. Micah chapter 4. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountain. And he's talking about the system of the church. The church is going to be established as the most significant institution to God. And it is by the church that all nations will be trained. And that's why it is a problem when the church is now copying the world. When the church is replicating the methods of the world in it. The church is supposed to be an independent body that teaches the ways and the truth of God. And by virtue of that, men will come to know God and know the ways of God. So when you get born again and you are not part of any local assembly, I'm not talking about visiting a church once in a while. Hallelujah. So yesterday I went to Hellfire Ministry. Next week I want to go to Valley Low Ministry. And then, no. And the criteria for choosing a local church is that the church, you know, I had been in a church for years, all my life. Okay, I'll not mention the name of the church. So I had been in a church many years. We will go, we'll dance, and then we'll come home. We'll dance, and then come home. Yeah, sometimes they will bring, maybe they will bring Obapa Christie, they will bring, this woman of God, what's her name now? Something Mercy. Is it Mercy Esther? Or Esther Mercy? Ohima Mercy. Yes, they will bring Ohima Mercy, they will bring Jackalolume, then they will bring, the one who is with Elder Mriku, what's his name? The other one, Apostle Oku, no. Apostle Oku Hakma, they will bring all kinds of people there and will dance. Apostle Oku will come and do worship. We'll fall down, we'll all go home. So one day, when I went to junior high school, when junior high school, then this guy came and then started talking about his man of God, And he was, you know, there's something about religiosity. It makes you unnecessarily angry. Because I don't understand why a young boy like you are telling me you are the righteousness of God. What's your problem? I started insulting him. No one can be righteous. This guy will be proving from the Bible. Then I'm just there. I don't know anything. Even the one that I believe, I can't even prove it from the Bible. You know. So one day, he invited me to a meeting. And then I went. And that was the start of the church. So there were about 6-7 people at the prison canteen. And this man was preaching to 6 people like he's preaching to 2,000 people. Now I'm already thinking about my pastor who has about 300 people there, who comes to preach 15 minutes. Somebody has 7 people. He's preaching like 2 hours. What about when now on Bonda? You see, and I went again. And I went and I saw that in a short while, just in a short space of time, I understand the Bible. I'm able to communicate the scriptures to people. I'm able to, I said, no. I'm gone. No. Because after I go, you know, those times PIC will start church at 7 and close at 9. And my church will start church at 10 and will close maybe around 12:31. So after PIC, I'll run and go. So after like 2-3 months in PIC, and then I'll go, whenever they are preaching, I'm not understanding anything again. You understand what I'm talking about? Yes. Maybe somebody will come, and then the worship leader will be saying, oh, we're about to climb. Then coming from church, they have told me that, they've showed me from the Bible that we don't climb to Adoma, we live there. So you see, then I say, oh, no. Praise the name of the Lord. So it has to be a place where you can't tell me that you are 18, 19, 20 years, you are in a church, you don't know how to win souls, you don't know how to lay hands on the sick, you don't. You can't have a microphone before 200 people and pray without feeling shy. If you have this problem, I am telling you on authority, you have not been trained. It is not because you are shy. You are not shy. Hey, me, I'm shy. Oh, I'm very shy. No, it's not because you are shy. You are not trained. Because being a Christian is not just going to church. Being a Christian, you have to see a continuous, steady growth in the things of God. It does not make you stop the things you are doing, in that you are a lawyer. So when you become born again, you are not. No. You are going to do that. But then you have God's training to advance God's kingdom. That's what the local church is about. Hallelujah. A place where you are raised, a place where you are trained, a place where your spiritual growth is a serious concern. Hallelujah. But if you go to a church and all, you know, like what I told you the last time, Fascinator Sunday. So if you are coming, everybody, like Samantha will do her fascinator, Precious will do her fascinator, and then you do your fascinator, and all fascinators all over the place. I'm just thinking about the social distancing that will create. Praise the name of the Lord. No. Say, I belong to the local church. One more time, I belong to the local church. One more time, I belong to the local church. Again, I belong to the local church. Hallelujah. So the plan of God for the local church, number one, is so that the church will be a center for God's education. Hallelujah. For people to be educated about God. For people to know God. Praise God. For people to know God. So without the local church, the knowledge of God will be lost in our generation. Hallelujah. If the church does not teach the word of God and train people, the knowledge of God will be lost. Hallelujah. So I belong to the local church. One more time, I belong to the local church. He says, and many nations shall come and say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways. So when he teaches us his ways, then we'll be able to walk in his paths. It tells you, even walking with God, you must be trained on how to walk with God. You will not just be born again and you will just be walking with God. It comes with training. Hallelujah. And the place for that training, look at it. There are people who, I don't know how many of you have studied that. There are people who have problems that if they were in a serious local church, they wouldn't have had it. Even if it's an unserious local church. Think about it. Because you cannot tell me that you go to church consistently and you are taught well and you are studying your Bible and you come and tell me that you have a problem that a powder can solve. So it is not like your church lost a member. You were not a member.
Because you cannot be going to assemblies, going to go to Pentecost, go to Methodist, go to even now one Christ, good churches. You can't go to this church, and that church, and this church. This Sunday you are here. Next Sunday you are not under any spiritual authority. No pastor knows you. No leader knows you in the church. When we are done with church, you just pack your, you are gone, and all of that. When prayers are even being made, because nobody knows you, nobody even thinks of praying for you except by divine instruction. I say, yeah. It is our money in the attacks, neighbor. I'm saying, it's our normal in the attacks, neighbor. If you have lived your life, you can't tell. There's no serious Christian. There's no serious Christian that will be found in such churches. There's no serious, check it. It's our mothers who are the market and all of that, who is thinking that somebody has brought some powder bee somewhere and his market is not booming, so he's also going to bring another powder. You know, when we used to distribute the toffees, you one time we went to a shop and then the woman was at the shop, the woman was doing like this. I said, hey, he was just blowing powder. Praise God. The Bible says that in the local church, we are taught the ways of God, and the being when we are taught the ways of God, we are able to walk in His path. Hallelujah! We are able to walk in His path. Divine path simply refers to the purpose of God. We are able to walk in His purpose. We are able to walk in the path of God drawn or passed for us. Once you don't belong to a church, it becomes very difficult to follow God. Hallelujah. It becomes very difficult to follow God. Hallelujah. You don't need to be a serious Christian to be a good lawyer. You don't have to be a serious Christian to be, what again? A good teacher. So that is that. Hallelujah. But if you don't belong to a local church, it will be very difficult, almost impossible, to follow the will of God for your life. Because you will not be stable. So it is a blessing to belong to a local church. Hallelujah. I said it is a blessing to belong to a local church. I want to say that again. It's a blessing to belong to a local church. I said it's a blessing to belong to a local church. It is a blessing to belong to a local church. Hallelujah. Let's continue the reading in Ephesians. Ephesians. He says their responsibility is to equip God's people to do His work and build up the church, the body of Christ. Verse 13. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that will be matured in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. That is the path of God. Hallelujah. He says that so that we'll be measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. We will be exactly what God wants us to be. So you cannot be what God wants you to be until you belong to a place where God has given to teach what it means to be what God wants you to be. Hallelujah. Next verse. Verse 14. Then we will no longer be immature like children. You see what the church does to us? We will not be immature like children. Look at that. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. There are people like that. Today they are teaching grace. Tomorrow they are teaching count your stars. Yesterday they are teaching this and all of that. They are not straight in their thinking of God, because they have not subjected themselves to the tutelage of God. See, there's a reason why we come to church and then you are taught and we ask, oh, do you have any question? Because maybe you don't understand something. Maybe something has been taught, you don't get it. You have the right to ask questions so that your thinking will be right. Someone say, what if I know more than the pastor? You shouldn't be in that church. If you know more than the pastor, please go and go to where you can, you know. Yeah. Hallelujah. And in meetings like after church, we go into groups and we say, all right, so what did you learn? It's a way we want to see what you learned. If you had any question during the meeting, you ask and then you are answered.
if you are not satisfied with your answer, they will refer the question to the pastor. What if the pastor answers the question, I'm not satisfied? Then you don't belong here. Don't mind me. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that this learning, hallelujah, will bring us to a place of maturity. Look at that. A place where you will not be, King James says, toss, to, and flow. Hey, and flow. Hallelujah. Toss, to, and fro by any wind of doctrine. Any new teaching that comes, you are there. Hallelujah. I saw somebody, I won't, because if I say it, I'll mention the name of the pastor. Hallelujah. I said, oh, right now you are not going to, you see, the person was in a different church and then started joining Pastor Elvis's church, Half Hour. We are all happy. Ah, I saw this person, I said, hey, why, you don't go there again? So, no. Guess where he's going? He left Pastor Elvis and he's now using powder. If another person comes who uses kerosene, yeah, toss, to and fro. Today is here, tomorrow is here. Today is here. You know, you don't build a spiritual life like that. Hallelujah. You don't build a spiritual life like that. You must be at a place where you are taught. You must be a place. You must be at a place where you learn the knowledge of God. Where your spirit. See, the thing is that the church, the local church, is not perfect. One of the major things that makes people don't want to go to a church again is because of what somebody did to you, a brother or a sister did to you, even a pastor did to you, a leader did to you, and all of that. But you see, we are not perfect people. Let me say that again. You see, the reason why the church is not perfect is that you belong to the church. Praise God. See, sometimes it's very disheartening when you see an imperfect person demanding perfection from a brother. Somebody is angry that somebody spoke about you. But have you forgotten 3 days ago you're talking about somebody? Hallelujah. We are people who have come to the Lord and we are here to learn, to grow. When you went to school, didn't somebody hurt you? In your own family that you belong to, how many times have you been hurt? By your father, by your mother, by your sisters, and by your brothers. Praise God. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Some of the hurts, I know. It doesn't make sense. But we must know that God knows all these. You see, where two or three are gathered, there are troubles. Yeah. This is my own rendition. Wherever two or three are gathered, there are troubles. Your workplace, trouble. How many of you have bosses? You want to chop off their head. You want to kill them. But you dress up the next morning, you pick up the car, and you're going back again. You meet a teacher, you meet a lecturer who is so but you dress up the next morning and you go to lectures. It's part of being human. You will be hurt. You too, you will hurt somebody. Who here? How many of you here can lift up your hands and tell me, in my life, I have not disappointed anybody. I have not hurt anybody. You lift up your hands right now. I just give you the mic to come and preach to us. Because you are the most perfect person here. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, and that's why Jesus says, if you have a problem with a brother, go to the brother and go and solve it.
Oh, yes.
I'm not saying that if somebody hurts you, just be quiet and just go through it. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, yes.
Yes, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. If you do me something I don't like, I have the right to come and ask you. Yes, we are all in the house of God. We are all learning. But I want to be in Tina Meniji, so why are you doing this to me? Praise the name of the Lord. If you feel like it's nothing, you just forget about it.
After you confront the brother, you forgive.
Yes, sir.
And then you move on. Hallelujah. That's, it's as simple as that. Life is not that deep. You have this bitterness in you. What the areas? What the areas are you going? You are angry. Every you just say, "Oh, sister, why?" Life is not that deep. Just forgive and continue your life. Hallelujah. Because where two or three are gathered, there are issues. There are troubles. There are troubles. Hallelujah. How many of you have had an issue with your mother before? You even feel like this woman is not my mother. Maybe at a point you wanted to even go and ask your mother, show me my real mother. You're not my real mother. Do you feel like your mother is so wicked? It's the mothers who have that tendency. They love so deep and they hurt so deep. Then you want to ask, please show me who is my. I've asked my grandmother that thing before. Yeah, I asked my grandmother. I know that this woman is saying it's my mother. I said, oh, my mother died, and then you say she take care of me. Hallelujah. But don't you still love her? Hey, some of you don't love your mother. You still do. You still do. Hallelujah. You have one troublesome sister somewhere. Who, can you imagine? Pastor Pat is pointing the sister. But no matter how troublesome she is, you can never say she used to be my sister. She is your sister. Praise the name of the Lord. So life is not that deep. Hallelujah. I said life is not that deep. Just learn to love and just move on. So look at that. He says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by, let's read it, we will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies. So clever they sound like the truth. So when somebody comes to you and is trying to be like he's explaining the word of God, and you know, no, this is not the truth. The Bible is telling you that the way you'll be able to have that knowledge is when you are taught. If you are not taught, you can easily be deceived. Hallelujah. I don't think that anybody here in this church who has been in this church like for 6 months consistently, you will rise up one day and tell me you don't believe in God again. We will curse you. Praise God. It's not possible. Why is it not possible? Because you are taught. You are taught. Hallelujah. You go for meetings and 6 hours, 7 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Your pastor, I don't know, your pastor preaches for long. You go through all these trainings, so that your mind will be washed. You hold the truth so that you will not be tricked with lies. Hallelujah. And you see, in our world today where everybody feels like he has something to say, everybody feels like he knows something, you can easily be tricked because everybody feels like they know something. If you learn 2 or 3 scriptures, he knows, it feels like he can explain the Bible. You know, you can meet somebody maybe on at workplace trying to tell you why. You see, listen. Well, let me tell you something. This thing, we have done all these things before. See, the Bible says that false balance is an abomination. It's an abomination. You cannot just get up and you are praying. Prayer is not supposed to be done to, why? Well, if you are talking to your father, you there think, if you are talking to, should you talk, are you going to talk to for long? Well, what at all are you looking for? It's not supposed to be long. Just short prayer. Don't do that. Life is not that deep. See, and I'm quoting to you from the Bible. You show your Bible. It's not in the Bible. False balance is an abomination to the Lord. Yeah. Even Bible class says, "Osuru buane obuane." Yeah. Everybody feels like they know something in the Bible. Everybody feels like you know something. So if they come with their wrong knowledge and you are not firm in the word of God, what is going to happen? You'll be tricked. And I say that any discussion, any Bible discussion, anything on the Bible, that will not make you want to pray more. That will not make you want to win souls. That will not make you want to commit to God's church. It's a false teaching. It has no relevance. Hallelujah. Any explanation, if anybody explains anything to you and you are not getting more prayerful and you are not getting more committed to the church of God and you are not winning souls, then the teaching has no divine profit. You are just being tricked. Hallelujah. Say, I belong to the local church, where I am taught. Where I am taught. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to the next verse. So he says, we won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies, so clever they sound like the truth. Next verse. Verse 15. Instead, so if you belong to a local church, if you are truly taught, instead, we will speak the truth in love. I think I have to take time and explain this. We will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ. You see what teachings are supposed to do? It's supposed to make you grow in every way. It's supposed to make you become more and more like Christ. If any teaching, if anything is making you apart, is taking you apart from Christ, you are not being taught. And the local church is there to teach us, for us to become more and more. Come on. More and more like. Oh, you don't like what I'm teaching you? So that is the yardstick for measuring what church you must belong to, or, you know, what local assembly you must belong to. It's not where it is jamming. Say, so, yeah, I went to a church. Ha, the place is jamming. We danced. Hey, Charlie, praise this leader. No. Hey, praise. Oh, to me, but praise. I know. So, no, so, no, so. Praise God. Yeah. Kwano, but praise. I was having no shaky. Oh, shaky, sir. No shaky, no shaky, no shaky. Hey, praise this leader. What's in the voice? The lady can sing. Ah, the guy can sing. Ah! When he sings, something is running through you. No, no, no. Praise the name of the Lord. Look at that. More and more like Christ. So the yardstick for the church you go is that you are to become more and more like Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. That is what the local church is supposed to do. Hallelujah. That is what, you know, one time I was in a church and then the pastor was about to preach and the pastor said, how are we becoming more and more like Christ? Say, how are we going to become more and more like Christ? Preach it 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Because you're bringing a call. And then some people have come to dance. They were wearing like what Elijah was wearing. Wearing something, and then jeans was on top. So can you get up? Let's see you. Yeah. He looks like someone who is coming to do a choreography. Yeah. So they had finished, they had danced, played like all kinds of songs, and then they some for say, yeah, more time, tougher. I didn't shoot in nearby. We are supposed to become more and more like Christ in the local church. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Where you are taught the word of God. You are taught the ways of God so that you can walk in his path. Look at that. Uh-huh. Who is the head of his body, the church? Next verse. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own, I'll talk about this later, not today, but as each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow. So if we are in the local assembly and everybody is doing what he's supposed to do, hallelujah. If you are told to do this and you do it, and this one is told to do that and he does that, look at what the Bible says. What happens? The Bible says that it helps the other parts grow. So if you are in church and they give you assignment, you don't do, hey, I forgot it. They have to be repeating. You are making the body stagnate in growth. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. One thing you'll be told like 10 times. I was coming and I was going and I forgot. The Bible says that when we all do our own special work, what happens? It helps the other parts to grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. So that is what we do in the assembly. That is what we do in the local church. The trainings that you receive, the word of God that comes to you, is supposed to make you walk in the plan of God, in the purpose of God. And then you are able to grow and help others grow. And then in putting that together, the whole church begins to grow in a healthy way, full of love. One of the ways you know that a church is going somewhere, that is that when you go to the church and the church is full of love. When we come to church and we say, well, hug your brother, I tell the brother you're looking good and all of that, and you are standing there. A lot of you have problems. Oh, how much will it cost to look at a brother and say, how are you doing? Oh, hi, how are you doing? You look good. And no susu ya se mao. What's it? Praise God. We are supposed to be walking in love. We are supposed to be growing in love. Hallelujah. We are supposed to be growing in love. We are supposed to be learning and growing in love so that every other part will start growing together. So when you come to church, you may have PhD in astrology. You have beyond PhD, what do you have? After PhD, what do you have? Which one? Professorship. So if you're a professor and you come to the church, that's not the time to show us that you're a professor. In the church, degrees don't matter. It is only in the church that you see a professor go and hug a JHS graduate and say you are looking good. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. When you come to church, we are praying Kabbalah, then you stand. Glory. Glory. We don't do that in the church. You may be the Miss what? Miss World. Yeah? Miss Universe. Yeah, Miss Universe, Miss whatever. No. When you come to church, we are all one. Hallelujah. You are going to hug a brother who is smelling nice, and you are going to hug a brother who is not smelling nice. All of that is good experience. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, some of you can hug someone. When the brother start talking, you say, yeah, oh, okay. No, stand there. Hallelujah. Say, I walk in love. Look at somebody and say, I love you. Yeah, praise the name of the Lord. Look at another person. Say, I love you. Hallelujah. Now, he says that when this is done, let's go back to Micah. Let me try and wrap up. Okay. So, no. Go to verse 1. He says, it shall come to pass that the mountain of the Lord, or the house of the Lord, shall be established in the top of the mountain, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow onto it. In other words, people will come in. People will come in. Hallelujah. So God's plan for the church is that the church is supposed to be a place where people come to learn. Hallelujah. Do you see that? The local church is supposed to be a place where people come to learn. Next verse. And many nations shall come and say,
They shall say, they shall come and say, come, like King James, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path. For the law, talking about the word of God, for the law shall go forth, it shall go what? And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. That is where God's word will be taught. Hallelujah. Yeah, that is where God's word will be taught. So henceforth, from today, don't joke with the local assembly. Hallelujah. Yeah, don't joke with the local assembly. Because the moment you come to church and the word of God is being preached, God actually has a plan for you. And the way you are able to walk in that plan is in the assembly of the saints when you are taught. Hallelujah. When you keep missing church services and you keep missing church services, it doesn't affect the pastor. It doesn't affect the church. It affects you. Some pastors like that, we have preached 2 people, 5 people, 8 people, 3 people, and the place still was on fire. So if you don't come, the service will still go on. But then the more you miss services, the more you delay yourself in the walking. Some of us here, our story of becoming or being on fire was just one message. Hallelujah. Was just one message. Some of us too are continuous coming. You come and you are challenged to pray more. You come and you are challenged to study more. You come and you are challenged. You are challenged to meditate on God's word. And what happens? You see that you are growing. Your appetite for nonsense will start dwindling down. Hallelujah. It will start going down. It will start going down. It will start going down. Some of us, the moment we become this and this with church, God only knows that the things we are capable of doing. Hallelujah. Some of us, the only reason why our head keeps on being correct is that we come to church. Because oh messi asori say pe asemo ato uda honuma na adwin finko an na muti. Look at a brother or sister. Hey, you can see it in the face of the sister. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the church is a place where we are trained. That's God's plan for the church. Hallelujah. That's God's plan for the church. You cannot know God in isolation. You can't know God in isolation. You can't know God in isolation. You must belong to the church. You must belong to the local church. And you must not just, what I say belong, I'm not just talking about you coming to church. You must serve in the local church. Hallelujah. You must do something in the house of God. Hallelujah. In that, you get trained. You get trained for the things of God. You get trained for the things of God. You get trained for the things of God. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you become effective. See, and that as you learn God's word, you'll be able to teach many. In the name of Jesus, you teach many at your workplace. You teach many on campus. You teach people who are your friends. In the name of Jesus, let the knowledge of God's word increase in you. In the name of Jesus, as you are taught in the local church, that you will be God's man. You will be a kingdom man wherever you find yourself. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you will be a kingdom man, that you will turn your world upside down by the teaching of the word of God. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord use your lips greatly to teach many. Even as you learn in the name of Jesus, as you are serious with the local church, may the Lord use you greatly. In the name of Jesus, you learn to teach. You learn to teach. You learn to teach. You learn to teach in the assembly of God's people. You learn to teach. You learn to teach. You learn to teach. You learn to teach in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift up your voice in the language of the Spirit. I walk in the plan of God for the local church. I walk in the plan of God for the local church. I walk in the plan of God for the local church.
I walk in the plan of God for the local church. I walk in the plan of God for the local church. I walk in the plan of God for the local church. I walk in the plan of God for the local church. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Mandala Kasaya. Liko Shakataya. Li Mando Shapa Legataya. Manta Kavaya. Bala Kavahaya. My real identity is taught in God's house. 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 In the name of Jesus. Kolabashataya. Leketekebaya. Lebarakasataya. Kubalabahaya. Oh, Rakasatakabaya. I'm effective in the house of God. 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 Koshabalabaha. Rekesete kobashaya. Lakatakabaya. Rakasete lebo shabaha. I'm effective. Katalabahaya. Koshakataya. Mentelekebabahaya. Orakaskataya. Likobashate kabaya. Beleketelebe katalabaya. Shaba deleges kapalagadaha. Rakasete kabaya. Oh shabahaya. I teach the nations. I teach the nations. I teach the nations. I teach the nations. I teach the nations the word of God. I teach the nations the word of God. Ko shabahaya. Beleketelebe kabalabahaya. I teach the nations the word of God. Balakate bo shafataya. Inelebo shakataya. Oh rakataya. Balakataya. Belekes kataya. Oh rabababababa. Shetekevaha. Mande shatakaba. Oh shapakataya. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Shabalabahaya. To some of us, we are renewing our love for the church of God. Bala shetekevahaya. Ko shapatakabaya. Shedelebelabahaya. I belong to the local assembly. Mandiki satakaba. Rekes katalabaya. Oh rabababaya. Kelegedelebo shapataya. Idaba iko shataya. Belekes katalabaya. Come on, lift up your voice. Bashete, bashete, bashete. Lebarababasata. Imandelegedelebo sha. Ikapaya. Mandisataya. Intelekesataya. Oh rakababaya. Indeleke babaha. Ketelebo shafa. Ikataya. Repesata kaba. Oh rababa. Leketeke bashata kabaya. Oh randala bashaya. Imandelege delebo shakataya. Imandege basataya. Oh raparakosketaya. Irabashanda labahaya. Oh rapasaya. I belong to God's house. 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 Mandasaya. Libasuta kaba. Rabashanda lagadala bakote lebegada bahaya. Come on. Mashata kabaya.
When people join courts, they join courts for security. They join these courts for security. If you plan to hurt any member of a court, you are actually fighting against the altar of that court or the spirit of that court. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So when a person belongs to a society, a spiritual society, their well-being, their protection, except that person who belongs to that court and is not serious. Hallelujah. If he's not serious with that court, then it's a different matter altogether. But once somebody is serious with a secret society, he does not have to pray. By virtue of his connection to that spirit, he believes that he is safe. I am talking to you in the name of Jesus. That by virtue of your commitment to God's house, no evil shall befall you in the name of Jesus. Ayakata laba shavahaya. In the name of Jesus. Because if anybody is contending with you, he's contending with God. In the name of Jesus. Because you belong to the family of God. 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 In the name of Jesus.
If any spirit seeks your life and seeks your blood, it will not work because you belong to God's family. 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 We are not of them whose future can be destroyed. We are not of them whose life can be destroyed. We are not of them whose life can be cut short. In the name of Jesus, because we belong to the family of God. I said, because we belong to the family of God. Because we belong to the family of God. Shabala gadabasaya. Ketelebo shafataya. Ipalakataya. Shabala gadabahaya. Ikobalakataya. Shabala gadabahaya. Hallelujah. One time, a man received a threat from another man. And the one who received the threat said that, do you know the altar upon which I sacrifice? And to me, that was very strong. The man is saying that, I'm not scared of your threat because you don't know the altar upon which I sacrifice. This person was not a Christian. I belong to the family of God. And I speak over your life in the name of Jesus. You are safe in the name of Jesus. In all your dealings, your life will not be cut short. I said, in all your dealings, your life will not be cut short. Because you belong to the family of God. I said, you belong to the family of God. In the name of Jesus. That thing that we hear. He was only 32 years. He was only 31 years. He was only 35 years. It is never going to be your portion. Because you belong to the family of God. I said, because you belong to the family of God. In the name of Jesus. If there is any plan, I don't know why I'm going that direction. But if there is any plan in the womb of time to truncate your life, I declare over your life ahead of time, you belong to the family of God. It will not work in the name of Jesus. It will not work in the name of Jesus. It will not work in the name of Jesus. You belong to the family of God. You belong to the family of God. In the name of Jesus. We belong to the most powerful family in the universe. We belong to the most powerful person in the universe. You will not be molested. You will not be spiritually molested because you belong to God's house. You belong to God's house. And the fatness of God's house shall satisfy your life. The fatness of God's house, the oil of God's house shall satisfy your life. In the name of Jesus, the oil of the house of God, the oil of the house of God shall satisfy your life. In the name of Jesus, I declare over your life, let things shift. Let things shift by the oil of God's house. By the oil of God's house. In the name of Jesus. Come on, lift up your voice in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 36. Let's pray with this and then we break into groups and we'll get out of here. Psalm 36, verse 8. Let's begin from 7. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Next verse. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. and thou shalt make them drink of thy river of thy pleasures. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. The word actually is the oil of thy house, the anointing of thy house. They shall be satisfied. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Listen, let me try to explain this. They shall be satisfied in any area of their lives by the anointing of your house. If Pastor Wise and Pastor Michael are in competition for a project or for a contract, and this one goes to church and this one doesn't go to church, the Bible is saying that there is an anointing in the house of God that will satisfy the man who dwells there. So I love how David put it. He says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Going to church is not a waste of time, because there is an anointing in the house of God. And let that anointing satisfy you this week in the name of Jesus. Let that anointing satisfy you this week in the name of Jesus. Let that anointing, let that fatness, kabataya, you will never be last. You will never be the unfavored one in the name of Jesus. Koba shata kabaya shabalakataya kitelebo shabakata shabalagadelebo shakataya. The fatness of God's house. The fatness of God's house. The fatness of God's house. And the river of his pleasures. The fatness of God's house. The fatness of God's house. The fatness of God's house. In the name of Jesus, let your life be pushed forward. 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 Let everything that concerns your life be pushed forward in the name of Jesus. Let everything that concerns your life be pushed forward. Let it be pushed forward in the name of Jesus. The fatness of the house of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Everything that concerns your life, in your business, in your academics, in everything that concerns your life, in the name of Jesus, let it be pushed forward. 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 Mandala bashakataya palegedelebo shapaya intebaya. Hallelujah. I declare over your life in the name of Jesus, you will not struggle to get good things in the name of Jesus. You will not struggle to get good things in the name of Jesus, in your going out and in your coming in. For the fatness of the Lord's house shall be with you. Shall be with you in the name of Jesus. Kobalakataya. Sabalagadelebo shakataya. Kotelebo shakataya. Rabadabadaba shakataya. Ligado shabalagadalabaya. Rekeske telebo shabahaya. Kolabasata. Kolabasata. In the name of Jesus, you will not struggle to make things happen. 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 If there is any help you need, you will not struggle to be helped. You will not struggle to be helped. In the name of Jesus, you are satisfied with the fatness of the Lord's house. You are satisfied with the fatness of the Lord's house. You are satisfied with the fatness of God's house in the name of Jesus. Let's go to some. Oh, glory to God. Say, I don't struggle in life. One more time. I don't struggle in life. One more time. I don't struggle in life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I don't struggle in life. Shout it. I don't struggle in life. Because I belong to the house of the Lord. I wanted to shout it like you mean it. Say, in the name of Jesus. I don't struggle in life. Shout it. I don't struggle in life. Because I belong to the house of the Lord. Shout it in the name of Jesus. I don't struggle in life. I don't struggle in life. I don't struggle in life. Because I belong to the house of the Lord. Because I belong to the house of the Lord. Psalm 65, verse 4. Oh, Shabalagava. Are you here with me? Shapakatai. Come on, speak in tongues. Kadalabashaya. Reketakabaya. Remo shakataya. Shapakatai. Ida dabashakataya. Legedelebo shabahaya. Katataya. Reketelebo shabaha. Balagadalabaha. Ko shabahaya. Oh, let's begin from verse 9. Mandala bashakataya. Thou visitest the earth and watereth it. Thou greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. Oh, man. Kala masataya. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast provided. He's telling you God is a God of prosperity. Next verse now. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness. My God. Shabalagabahai. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness. And thy paths drop fatness. Ketilabaya. Everywhere the Lord passes, it draws fatness, abundance, enlargement, fatness, kubalabaya. I'm prophesying into the life of somebody. Ayamano shavakataya, devalabahaya. In the name of Jesus, dropped upon you is the fatness of the Lord. I said, dropped upon you is the fatness of the Lord. Hold on, verse 12. Come on. Verse 12. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness. And the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They shout for joy. Listen. The valleys is in reference to those who are deep. Those who are not necessarily on the mountaintop. I would say that in my own interpretation, those who are from backgrounds that it is very difficult for them to rise. He says that even over that place, look at that. They are covered with corn. They are abundantly supplied. They are so supplied that they shout for joy and they also sing. Now, so I want to tell you, I don't care where you are coming from rich home, from wherever home you are coming from, there is fatness in the house of God. I said there is fatness in the house of God. There is fatness in the house of God. There is fatness in the house of God. In this place, there is fatness. So once a man is committed, he walks in the fatness of the house of God. I want you to lift your voice up in the next 4 or 5 minutes. And you say, because I belong to the church, I partake in the fatness of God's house. Come on. Kadalabashai. Shakataya. Kitelebo shava. Menteketeya. Oh, lega bada 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 bahashaya. Shamanamanamanamanamaha. Lepregede satire, Catalaba satekoba, Indele bekava la basaya. Koba la basaya. O rebasati. Kelebrega devaha. Shada bahaya. Oh, gadala bahaya. Come on. My life will not be dry. My life will not be dry. My life will not be dry. I partake of the fatness of God's house in the name of Jesus. Kadala bashaya. Sheketele behaya. I will not be struggled. I will not struggle to be helped. I will not be in a struggle to be helped. Kabala bashaya. Men bring me goodness. They bring me good things. Adabashabahaya. I am advantaged in the name of Jesus. Kobala bashaya. Labarabashakataya. My life attracts goodness, 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 goodness. Manda kataya kapakataya. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Badaba Shakata. Kele Yedelebo Shavaha. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 65 again. Let's speak it from 1 and let's read to verse 4. Praise waited for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me, as for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee. Put it in ESV or NLT, any of them. What joy for those you choose to bring near. Those who live in your holy courts. Now I need the rest in King James. He says, we shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. So he's saying that there is goodness in the house of God. And that goodness will satisfy us. So it is not like we just come to church and then we are taught and we go home. We also receive blessings. We receive blessings as we come to church. Hallelujah. There are many people who have bumped into several opportunities and several blessings. Not necessarily because they are smart, but because they went to church and a particular prayer was said. Do not be fooled by the world to make you think that the church is just when you go to church, you are wasting your time. You are not wasting your time. There are goodness in the house of God. I said there are goodness in the house of God. And look at what the Bible says. It says he satisfies us. He does not give us half. No, into fullness. 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 Lift your two hands up and give him praise. Come on, bless the name of the Lord. Say thank you, Lord, for the blessing in your house. As you are leaving church today, you are living with oil. You are living with oil. You are living with fatness. In the name of Jesus. You are living with greatness. The oil of the Lord's house. The fatness of the Lord's house. In the name of Jesus. Malagadabahaya. Keep praying. Keep praying.
We trust you've been blessed by this message. This and many more messages by Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu are now available on all major podcasting platforms. Kindly search for Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu and tap the follow button for more. Visit us at any GWC church near you in Sawom, Kutunse, Achimota, Bubuashi, Kumase, Kintampo, and Oda. God bless you.
Kobaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.